too. Maybe have a song from Mike called "A Gang in Elty On Tune," and we surround us with a couple of tunes. This is a Burns song. I can explain it before he begins.
This is we, as Robert said, a Burns song. Our favourite poet, who was a success in every field he went into. And also, it's about his love for Jean Armour. And he was castigated by the cat and had to stun in the cutty's fill. And says, "We know you for a fornicator, Burn. You will no be in this kirk anymore unless you do the dawnest duty by that lassie, by your band preceder." I say that, wouldn't you allow it, you see? But he says, "Well, I like Auntie Yonton to see my bonny Jean again." Lens we will meet again. I can't be on and by yon captain green again. I can't by yon and see my bonny Jean again. And when I've loved me for my sea, oh, hey, she's probably here again. Well, I can't be on, and by yon captain green again. Well, I can't by yon, and see my bonny Jean again.
Don't God stopped clapping, and now from the ridiculous to the sublime, a couple of songs, again associated one at least with Robert Burns, but we're going to spare you the singing this time, and exactly, you can't get too much of a good thing, or you can't get too much of a good thing. So we're just going to present you with the instrumental versions of these. The first one, a particularly beautiful love song called I Walkin' O, and of course, walkin' is the word in the old Scots tongue, which means waking, staying awake. I Walkin' O is obviously someone can't get to sleep because he's aye thinking o his dearie-o. And that's followed by a tune from Ayrshire called Loudon's Bonny Woods and Braes.
Oh.
Thanks once again. Now we'll speed things up again with a selection of reels. Six reels, three of which we've written ourselves in the past year or two, and three of which are pretty traditional. Rab, our piper, and Peter, the drummer, used to play together when they were mere youths. I won't give you the date, but in their late teens and early 20s in the Muirheads pipe band, which of course were the great world champions at that time. And there's three of these tunes are tunes that they remember from those days. The other three are tunes, as I said, are our own. But we won't tell you which are which. You can figure out for yourselves how well they match.
Thank you very much. Now, before we go on, I'm going to introduce everybody to you now, just for those of you who don't know the group. And my right and your left is Peter Anderson on Scottish side. Drum, give him a round of applause, please. And what Peter plays is uniquely Scottish style of drumming. It's not just a set of rhythms, it's actually a set of beats that articulate the melody of the tunes. So if you listen closely for that, I'm sure you'll appreciate Peter's drumming as the night goes on. Next to him is Eddie Maguire. Give him a round of applause. I think Eddie deserves a round of applause, especially for wearing that jumper he's got on tonight. I'm sure you all agree. He's going to give us, what's that, Val? Do you think song any minute now? Hopefully not. Eddie's responsible for a lot of the arrangements that we do in the band. And the next piece I'll introduce, and I've told you who everybody is a piece composed and arranged by Eddie. So that's him. Next is Judith Peacock and Classer. Judith has a distinction of being the poshest member of the group. She's from Mulgay. And she also speaks and sings Gaelic, and she'll be giving you some of her that repertoire later on. On my left is Mark Hayward on fiddle. I have to apologise to you here because there's absolutely nothing I can tell you about Mark. So how do you go? There you are, okay. That's enough of him. Next to Mark is Stuart Ivan on fiddle and concertina. And Stuart's currently doing a thesis on the concertina. So if you want to be bored at your box later on, you've got the back of the bar. And finally, is our very own ancient Celtic bard with a strong emphasis on the ancient, Mick Broderick. And
Robert Wallace in the Lowland Scots pipes.
Thank you. And everywhere we go, we always do these concerts called Local Boy Done Good, and this is Mick's Local Boy Done Good concert, because he lives in Whiteton Bay. Where is it, the walking song? Oh, I've given you a bum steer here. It's not a piece of Eddie's we're doing, it's the walking song. So I'll hand you over to Judith for that.
Sorry, slight confusion here over some barley, which you'll find out about later. Oh dear. I'm going to do you a traditional Gaelic working song. This is the kind of song that would be sung while they were walking tweeds, in other words, shrinking the tweeds. And tweed, a length of Harris tweeds. It's kind of cloth, if there are any visitors who don't know that. It would be soaked in various unmentionable fluids. And women would gather round the table and pound it on the table until the cloth had shrunk to the required width. And in order to pass the time, because this is quite a long process, they would sing songs. And the songs have a solo line and then a chorus bit. So I'm a soloist and this is my chorus. And I know it was really supposed to be women's work, but I haven't got any women here, so I have to do this lot. So this particular song is just about a young girl who's getting a bit fed up herding cattle. At least she doesn't think the cattle she's got are very good. And she's waiting for her boyfriend to come, and he seems to be a sailor because she's saying that he's not going to have dirty water to take with him to sea, but he's going to have ushgideha, which is whiskey. So this is a walking song. And if you'd like to help along by clapping or something, is it any good to you?
Hadn't no, had a horse to my poor, had snahidu, had a no, me poor, had a snahidu, had a no, had a horse to my poor, had snahidu, had a no, me poor, had a snahidu, had a no, had a horse to my poor, had snahidu, had a no, had a buffer, big, my lamb and cheese.
As I was saying, Eddie does a lot of the arranging and composing of tunes for us. And the next track is called Inner Sound. It's a title track from our latest recording, and it's all about the discovery of oil in the North Sea. And the piece starts off trying to set the atmosphere of the sea. You'll hear, this is where the barley comes in. He makes the sound of the sea with some real Scottish barley inside the drum. It's quite effective. It takes a lot of skill, this, by the way. And you'll hear the seagulls and all the rest of it, and sound of the waves, the wind and stuff like that. And eventually you'll hear the main theme of the piece coming through from Eddie, and this is the idea of oil being under the sea emerging. And after that you'll have the jig, which symbolises the industry in extracting the oil. And finally we'll leave you with the sounds of the sea again, because as we all know, when the oil is done and finished, we'll still be left with the sound of the wind and the seabirds and the sea itself. So this is called Inner Sound. Thanks very much. Doing something from my first album, the next one to take us through. It's called The Battle of Sheriff Muir. Starts off the march to the battle, then the actual battle itself and the lament for the dead. And Mick will tell you more details now.
This battle was fought in 1715. One of the first Jacobite rebellions, which a lot of people don't really know about. But on that day, the Highlanders fought the government forces, the Redcoats, under the Duke of Argyll, the false Argyll. Under the Earl of Mar, the Highlanders charged, and they fought fiercely for about 3/4 of an hour. And both sides fought fiercely, and for some reason, they decided to retreat. And each side claimed that they won the battle. But the only way of telling who won the battle was counting the dead, so there's an equal number of dead as well, you see. So the Highlanders, having to retreat, thought this was a great disgrace. And General's horse, General Laurie's horse was called Florence. And they reckon that his horse bolted. And the Highlanders saw him leaving the field, but they followed him, you see. Ever the breaking the war, you know. So that's why it says Florence. There's no Florence in the magic roundabout. E Florence in the horrible fourth finger. No, nothing to do with Dougal. We Scotch dug a high. We'll first have the march to the battle. Then the bard telling you about the battle and things that happened at the battle. Then the actual battle. I don't know if I'll get enough room in this stage for this. And then a lament for the dead of the battle, then the sarcasm song at the end. Some say that we won, and some say that they won, and some say that name won at all, man. Quite a bit of smite, mate.
Old John of Innistuir, there to see the Earl of Mar and the Hieland laddies, all the Truman, all the North, Angus Huntley and Seaforth, scouring on to cross the fort, either right to Cadiz. There you'll see the banners flare and the pipe a deadly flare, mid the cannon and the glare, play the bugle rattle. There you'll see the bull McGraws, Cameron's and Bananals of Mars, all the clans below, huzzahs, rush into the battle. Well, you gang to Sheriff Muir, Bold John of Innistuir, for sick a day and sick an hour, there was in the north, man. There you'll see the Colonel's laws, Cameron's and those and McGraws, all the clans below, huzzahs, rush into the battle.
Thank you.
and some say that they were, and some say they were a tall man. But one thing I'm sure was that Sheriff Muir, a battle that was that a saw man. And they ran, and they ran, and they ran, and they ran, but Florence ran fastest of all, man. Sir John saw that great knight in horseback, Mace bright with consort, briskly the charge, man. A hero that bold man gave him with love, he stoutly encountered the charge, man. And we ran, and they ran, they ran, and we ran, but Florence ran fastest of all, man. Then Laurie the traitor forsook his master, his king, his country, and all, man. Saint Mar has given orders to fight to the right, to the light of the line and the wall, man. And we ran, and they ran, and they ran, and we ran, but Florence ran fastest. They ran, or we ran, there's none can tell, but the brave general, who first began running, a woman.
Now we're going to do something completely different. As a group, we quite often get asked to do some unusual things, and one of the things we did a couple of years ago was to help to launch an aeroplane with British Aerospace. And British Aerospace commissioned a ballet, and they asked Eddie here to write the music for it. So of course Eddie managed to include us in the music. And part of the music was a song which we call The Spirit of Flight. It's a lullaby, and the words are in Gaelic. They come from an old text in Carmina Gaedelica, and of course the music's by Eddie. And it just tells about where different birds build their nests. So this is The Spirit of Flight. And I'd just like to give a hint to my friends up doing the lighting up there. Please don't do any fancy red lighting, because I can't see my strings if you do that. So thank you very much. This is The Spirit of Flight. The flowing, all in shawl, the king, me, my lamb of cattle, a gizzard and she ran. Horo, 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 bar, hori, horo. Oh,
you. Thank you. I'm going to finish the set of Shetland Reels. Thanks very much for coming tonight. You've enjoyed your company. I hope you've enjoyed the music. Thanks very much. Thank you.
Now look up my face. Let me do another one. Hi. Hi. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Another fun song to end with called Rattlin' Roarin' Molly. Molly was a pal of Burns, another fiddle. Couldn't be much of a player because he didn't want him to sell it to buy a pint of wine. However, when he was going to sell it, Burns took pity on him. He's very welcome him to me. Sell his fiddle to buy some other bread. That can be his fiddle, the salt you'd like to see. Rattle and roar and Willie, you're welcome home to me. Oh, Willie can sell your fiddle, can sell your fancy fine. Willie can sell your fiddle, buy a pint of wine. I should sell my fiddle, the world would think I was mad. Money I ran today, my fiddle and I had. As I come in, crackle and I can't like keep your pen. Rattle and roar and Willie was sitting at one for ten. Sitting at one for ten among the company. Rattling roar and Willie, you're welcome here to me. Oh, Willie, come sell your fiddle, come sell your fiddle, say fine. Willie, come sell your fiddle and buy the pint of wine. I should sell my fiddle, the world would think I was mad. Money I ran today, my fiddle and I had. Oh, rattling roar and Willie, and he'll pay the fare. Puff, they sell the fiddle and buy some other rare. Oh, Beth and Way, the fiddle, it's all their point to see. Rattling roar and Willie, you're welcome him to me. Oh, Willie, come sell your fiddle, come sell your fiddle, say fine. Willie, come sell your fiddle. Buy a pint of wine. I should sell my fiddle, the world would think I was mine. Money I ran to gain my fiddle and I had. A rattling roar and Willie, but here you've been so late. I've been to see my pretty. There's a can of gate, there's a can of gate. The tumbling o' the pint. Be an actor on a surprise and let me out. There's a pile of music going on tonight. Another big hand for the Whistle Binkies, they're just great. We've got... I don't want you to panic.
I really don't want any panic, especially at the back of the hall, but there's a serious problem with the last 10 seconds.